Well, hey there. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone Podcast, a podcast for hustlers and dreamers to get kick in the pants business advice with a little bit of fun mixed in. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. Hello, hello, my friend. I have a question for you. Do you have a morning ritual? I think how we start our day off sets the tone for the rest of the day. I wanted to share what I think works really well in my own life, and I'd love to hear from you. So listen to this quick podcast episode, my friend, and then go over on Instagram, hit me up on Glam Harris, and send me a private message and let me know what your thoughts are on this podcast episode. I would love to hear what your thoughts are. If I've missed anything, if this helped you out, if it resonated with you, let me know, my friend. Okay, are you ready? Let's go. Three morning habits to start the day off right. Now, I preface this by, I've had to rethink this recently. At the time of this recording, at the beginning of October 2023, I have a 16-month-old little girl. My mornings used to look a whole lot different even 6 months ago when she was less mobile and wasn't such an active little baby. So I try to take these steps into consideration when it comes to my morning routine. So this is why I'm thinking about this. This is why I recorded a podcast episode about it. And this is why I want to share it with you. Okay, so three morning habits to start the day off right. The first thing, set yourself up to win by planning out your day the night before. That might be setting up the coffee in advance, so all you have to do is hit start in the morning. Maybe it's cleaning up the house before bed, so it makes it simpler in the morning. Maybe it's making a list of important tasks to take care of the next day, or possibly just winding down so you have enough time to get a great night's sleep. When I have something really important that needs to go well, I lay in bed at night and I visualize what the next day will look like. I visualize how I'll feel, how my plan will unfold, like literally. It's almost like I'm watching a movie of how my day is playing out before it actually happens. So I visualize how I want something to go the following day, if it's something that's really important to me. The second step to a morning habit to start the day off right, as simple as it sounds, my friend, just waking up and saying out loud what you're grateful for can make you feel pretty darn good. I typically sit up in the morning and I just look around and I say, thank you, universe, for my beautiful little girl, for my awesome fiance, for my senior rescue pups who's almost 17 years old. Thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you for my cozy home. And then I get up and I start my day. The last thing, now this one's the hardest, my friends. This is kind of challenging and I try my best to follow along with this, but here's something I want you to think about, some food for thought. The last step to three morning habits to starting the day off right is do not check any of your devices first thing in the morning. It's really a game changer. Try to wait at least 30 minutes. Text messages, emails, and DMs are demands from other people. Why start your day off with what everyone else needs from you? That doesn't make any sense, my friends. Does it? Sip your morning coffee while you're reading, or try out some meditation and stretches, or make yourself a yummy breakfast with just some music on. So those are my three steps to morning habits to start the day off right. So my friend, what's your go-to habit? Like I said, hit me up on Instagram, go ahead and go to Glam Harris, or click the link in my show notes and let me know. Say, hey Gina, this really resonated with me. Hey Gina, this is what I actually do. Hey Gina, I've never done any of those. I'm gonna try them. Let me know. I'm so glad you listened to this podcast episode. If it helped you out and you think it would help a friend out, share this link with them, please. Also, if you want some insight on the best time of year, how often, and how to communicate your price increase with your clients, then you're going to want to check out the last podcast episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friends, and good luck with your morning routine. Mwah!